For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a young writer called Darren.
Hi, Darren. You are very successful for such a young writer. Can you tell us what got you into writing stories?
Funnily enough, I was never much of a reader, and I certainly didn't read novels. I quite like comics. When I was 13, I got quite ill and spent a long time in hospital. When I was allowed home, I had several months in bed when I couldn't really do much. I was very bored and just started to write. To this day, I don't know why I did it.
And what effect did this have on you at the time?
Well, I was missing seeing my friends and having fun, and generally, I wasn't the happiest of teenagers. I guess writing the book took me to another place in my head where I wasn't worried about being sick and I felt free in a way. I never dreamed that the book would become something that helped me and my family earn money.
So, when did you realise that your book was good enough to send to a publisher, and how did you go about doing that?
I didn't. I never for a second thought the book was any good. I didn't even think anyone would ever read it. It was just for me, a kind of therapy, to give myself something to do. I had no plans whatsoever to be a writer.
So what happened?
Well, I didn't know it at the time, but my family had been reading what I was writing. I think they were very worried about me and thought I was writing a diary about my feelings. My parents showed my elder sister and she sent a copy off to several publishers. The first thing I knew about it was when I got an email from a publishing house saying they wanted to meet me to discuss my story.
Wow! You must have been so excited!
No, I wasn't, because I just thought it was a friend being silly and having some fun. Then the letter came from the publisher offering me a large amount of money, and I realised it was real.
And now 3 years later, how is your life? What are your plans?
Actually, I'm about to have a bit of a break in order to concentrate on my final exams. I want to study literature after school. Then I might write another book, or several books. Who knows? I may have a great career as a writer when I become an adult, or I may do a completely different job.
Darren, I wish you luck in the future.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Darren. You are very successful for such a young writer. Can you tell us what got you into writing stories?
Funnily enough, I was never much of a reader, and I certainly didn't read novels. I quite like comics. When I was 13, I got quite ill and spent a long time in hospital. When I was allowed home, I had several months in bed when I couldn't really do much. I was very bored and just started to write. To this day, I don't know why I did it.
And what effect did this have on you at the time?
Well, I was missing seeing my friends and having fun, and generally, I wasn't the happiest of teenagers. I guess writing the book took me to another place in my head where I wasn't worried about being sick and I felt free in a way. I never dreamed that the book would become something that helped me and my family earn money.
So, when did you realise that your book was good enough to send to a publisher, and how did you go about doing that?
I didn't. I never for a second thought the book was any good. I didn't even think anyone would ever read it. It was just for me, a kind of therapy, to give myself something to do. I had no plans whatsoever to be a writer.
So what happened?
Well, I didn't know it at the time, but my family had been reading what I was writing. I think they were very worried about me and thought I was writing a diary about my feelings. My parents showed my elder sister and she sent a copy off to several publishers. The first thing I knew about it was when I got an email from a publishing house saying they wanted to meet me to discuss my story.
Wow! You must have been so excited!
No, I wasn't, because I just thought it was a friend being silly and having some fun. Then the letter came from the publisher offering me a large amount of money, and I realised it was real.
And now 3 years later, how is your life? What are your plans?
Actually, I'm about to have a bit of a break in order to concentrate on my final exams. I want to study literature after school. Then I might write another book, or several books. Who knows? I may have a great career as a writer when I become an adult, or I may do a completely different job.
Darren, I wish you luck in the future.
That is the end of part 4.